Hey everyone, my name is Lauren and you're listening to the Femme Fatale podcast. How's everyone been? How are we all doing? It's October now. Wow, that is a fact. We're nearly done with the year. How are we all feeling with that? I definitely have feelings about it. I'm definitely one of those seasonal depression girlies. I always have been, and to be honest, the turning weather kind of makes me nervous. As soon as the first wave of cold and dark weather happens, I just feel like this overwhelming feeling of dread. And if anyone experiences seasonal depression, you'll understand when I say that there really isn't any real reason that you can think of when you just like wake up in the morning and feel exhausted and unmotivated and just all around sad. I think the worst feeling ever is waking up when it's still dark out. I think I would like list that as number three out of a level of depression, like right next to heartbreak and the realization that we're never going to get the ninth Rihanna album. But seriously, seasonal affective disorder sucks. And you're not alone if you experience it. Millions of people every year do. I even know people that experience it in the summer as well. As far as those of us who experience seasonal depression in the winter, I believe that it has to do with the amount of melatonin that our body produces, which is our sleep hormone. And it basically screws up our circadian rhythm, which is fantastic when you want to be a functional human being. But if I'm being honest, my depression is not just seasonal. It's kind of all seasons. It just gets way worse in the fall and winter months, especially in January through March when there's no holidays or festive times to look forward to. Honestly, for me, medication was the main game changer. I'm a Wellbutrin girly through and through, and taking that has literally diminished my depressive symptoms by like 90%, no joke, as well as most of my anxiety too. But sometimes medication isn't an option, or you just don't want to get on something for the season, which is completely understandable. That being said, if you do feel depressed or constantly low, even if it's just seasonal depression, I would strongly advise speaking to your therapist or doctor anyways, just to make sure that you're getting all the help that you need. With all that being said, this episode is for the girlies and the 5% of men, according to Spotify podcasts, who listen to this podcast too. Hey guys, who experience seasonal depression and want to learn ways to combat the lows and romanticize the season, just to make it a little easier to get through. Because hot girls do have seasonal depression. That's just the way it is. Ask any hot girl and she'll tell you. I also want to say that these tips are all going to be super practical and either free or very affordable, because I hate when people give advice and it's just like, go on a vacation someplace warm. Like, yeah, if I had the money and time to do so, literally nobody would ever see me again. I would not be sticking around the Pacific Northwest in midwinter. I think living in the Bahamas for about 3 months out of the year would solve, quite honestly, everything. But that just isn't the case for most of us, so that's not the kind of advice I'm going to give you today. It's also necessary to understand that when you have seasonal depression, it can be very hard to implement a lot of huge new changes. It just takes a lot of energy that you probably don't have. So I'm also keeping that in mind during this episode, and I'm actually going to give you guys tips that I've personally used and have worked for me that's not going to take a lot of energy, it's not going to take a lot of money, and won't take a lot of time. So let's get started. Probably the most common and obvious tip is to find ways to get light in as much as you can. Bonus points if you're able to do so outside. I know that it's most likely cold and rainy where you are, but even if there is sun for just 5 minutes out of the day, I really urge you guys to get outside for those 5 minutes. Bring whatever it is you're doing outside. Go out and read, go on a walk, even just stand out there. I work at a hospital and my shifts are 12 hours long, so during the winter, it's not uncommon for me to go to work when it's dark and leave when it's dark, which is really hard on my mental health. So I'll even just spend my breaks outside, even if it means just sitting in my car where it's warm, but at least being out of the building and having direct sunlight on me from the day. Another way to get in light is by using the artificial light boxes. I'm sure you guys have heard of them, but they're basically light boxes that mimic the amount of lumens that natural daylight has, and you basically just sit in front of it for like 15 minutes out of the day and close your eyes and just like let the light wash over you. These can be a little more expensive sometimes. I think I got mine for about $80, but to me it was well worth the money. I'll even like put on the sound of waves on my phone and drink some warm tea and just pretend I'm at like a really nice warm tropical beach or something. Which, speaking of, just keeping yourself warm is also really important. I feel like when you're cold, you're probably more likely to focus on winter. And actually, the NHS article that I'm using to help me research this podcast episode says that being cold makes you more depressed, and you can reduce the effects of seasonal depression by up to 50% just by staying warm. So definitely find ways to do that. Some fun ideas can be making Thai throw blankets with your friends, or if you have a fire pit, maybe like roasting marshmallows or just sitting by the fire, making new hot drink recipes every day, whether that be tea or coffee drinks, hot chocolate, anything like pumpkin spice or chai for the season, and peppermint as we get closer to December. And you can also bake something warm or just do a lot of cooking in general. Make a good soup. I've been seeing so many soup recipes that I want to try, by the way, on TikTok this year, and I'm getting very excited because I am a huge soup girly. I would eat soup every day. It's just so versatile. I made the lasagna soup from TikTok. It was so good. And I've also seen gnocchi soup and like a pickle soup that I really want to make. And I always make a mean chicken and dumplings in the winter as well. My dad will make a Dutch soup, like kind of slash stew called snert, which tastes way better than it sounds. I know how it sounds. But It's so good. And that just gave me a really good idea right now too. I think the winter and holiday season are kind of a great time to take time to reconnect with your roots. And there are so many cultural dishes that are made around the holidays anyways. And when you're spending more time indoors, it's like the perfect time to learn more about them and make them for yourself or for your family and just build more of a connection to your background. Even if you don't feel like you have any cultural dishes you can connect to, make like a family recipe from your relatives or like ask your grandma, ask Mima. If you can like call and get some recipes, like I know that would make her day, and just like kind of connect your family in that way. Of course, you don't have to do this. Finding recipes on TikTok that you want to try or ones that you find in like a vintage cookbook at Goodwill or something, or even like making up your own are also just great ideas. Just any way that you can cook and bake, I think is very rewarding during the cold months and an excellent way to romanticize the season, especially with all the fall flavors. And you can even put on some cafe music and like pour a little glass of wine and pretend you're a chef in Paris or something. That's honestly what I do, and I swear it makes my food taste better. If cooking isn't your forte though, the colder months are a great time to explore other skills and hobbies. I get the majority of my Goodreads goal accomplished during the winter season, so it's a great time to pick up a new book or even start writing your own. You can learn a new instrument or study something new, like a new language. It's honestly just a great time to reinvest into yourself now that life is kind of slowing down for the season. I also recommend trying to go to the gym or take some different fitness classes like yoga or spin class. I know that not everyone is a gym person and that's okay, but what I do like about trying to incorporate gym time into your routine is that for one, it gives you a sense of routine. Two, when you exercise, you release endorphins, which will boost your mood and help ease the depressive symptoms you might be experiencing. Three, it provides a sense of accomplishment, especially when you start seeing results, which you will if you are consistent. And results are just going to keep you motivated and keep you in like a positive cycle, keep you feeling good about yourself too. And lastly, going to the gym gets you up and around people. Even if you don't talk to anyone there, sometimes just being around other people, especially in more of like a personal growth or at least a high energy environment, can help you feel less alone during your hardest hitting seasonal depression days. I do kind of want to go into that point a bit too. The holidays can definitely be one of the most lonely times for a lot of us. Our holiday season, especially in America, is so centered around spending time with like friends and family or going on like cute fall and winter themed dates with a partner. And if you're not someone who has immediate access to those things right now, whether you're away from home or not speaking to certain family members or don't feel like you have many friends or a partner to share the season with, that can be a really lonely time. If this is something that you might be struggling with, I want you to know that that is normal. those Hallmark Christmas movies that are so bad yet at the same time so entertaining to watch every year are not reality. And everyone who posts all their holiday dates and hangouts are 100% experiencing days where they feel lonely too. It really is important to remember that being alone and being lonely are two different things. It's taken me a while to get to the point where I truly am comfortable being alone and not feeling like I have to fake it. And I attribute a lot of that to just creating such a full life for myself and having lots of things going on and projects to work on that now in relationships and in friendships, I actually look forward to getting a day or two to myself so I can continue working on my passions. Actually, this podcast episode is a little late coming out too, because I've been so busy with fall activities and family stuff and birthdays that it's been hard to find the time to sit down and record. And it's actually made me a bit anxious just to get back into my posting routine. I've had to plan into my schedule not to book myself for anything on certain days just so I can make sure that I still have time to be alone, to work on my personal projects and the podcast. And I don't want any of this to come across as like a humble brag, or like I'm complaining that I have so much fun stuff going on that it's annoying, because really it hasn't always been that way. The only reason that it is now is because I know if I'm not super busy during the winter, I will end up spiraling. You can kind of look at this newfound time for yourself too as temporary. Like, eventually the season will be over and eventually you'll be super busy again, and eventually you're going to have a lot going on to fill your time, so might as well take advantage of the break right now. If you're anything like me, a great way to combat seasonal depression is just plan something every day to look forward to, no matter how small. And if you do have friends and family around, try to see them as often as you can, or set up FaceTime calls or game nights with your long-distance friends. Me and some of my long-distance friends have actually started up a Minecraft server, and we will play online together quite often, but also on our own time. And it's nice because even when we're not playing together, someone will add something new to the world, and when one of us goes back and visits it, we can all see what each other have done, and it's just a nice way to connect even when you're not directly speaking to one another. Another way that you can kind of combat loneliness during this time is going out to coffee shops or restaurants and bringing a book or a laptop to do some work, or just sitting and people watching. I love people watching. I love seeing what people wear. I love making up random stories about the people walking by. And it's just another way to feel connected without needing a connection. Also, if you live alone, I highly recommend putting your favorite comfort YouTuber on, or a podcast on, like this one, or anyone that you enjoy, just in the background of your house or apartment. I find that it really fills the empty space that can be there and can make you feel more connected to others just by hearing someone talk in the background, even if you're not directly part of the conversation. My next tip for you guys is to work on your time management. When we're in depressive episodes, it's super easy to just let the days pass you by and stay in bed on TikTok all day. And although that might sound nice now, in the long run, that will just dig yourself deeper into your episode. I highly recommend creating a routine and sticking to it during this time. I created a whole podcast episode on routines already that you guys should totally go check out, called How to Become That Girl Creating a Barbie Level of Routine, inspired by the Barbie movie. And also my last episode, How to Get Out of a Rut, is going to be super helpful for the mindset you want to adapt to build a routine to pull yourself out of your seasonal depression. I also have an episode on micro habits, which is episode 4, I believe, and in that one, I talk about how to do small changes every day and build healthy habits to change your life and how that can help with combating seasonal depression. If you're just feeling too overwhelmed and don't know where or how to start. But basically, the gist of proper time management is just so you can have a routine that makes you feel good mentally and physically and keeps your nervous system regulated. Another thing that kind of has to do with time management is blocking out your monthly schedule. So once you've established a solid daily routine and maybe plan something every day or every other day to look forward to, I would start trying to find ways to break up your weeks and your months to help you get through the season. Whether that's planning a hangout one weekend or taking a hike or going on a little trip somewhere, none of it has to be expensive. It can be as simple as going to a nearby city or the beach or the mountains, whatever your state has to offer, and just switching up the scenery. A change of scenery can do wonders for your mental health. just because we tend to associate different places with different moods and feelings, and that's why it's easier to get work done in an office space as opposed to at home in your bed. So if you feel like you're beginning to get bored and beginning to associate your surroundings with negative emotions, it might be time to switch things up and plan a little trip. Of course, if you have the resources for it, going someplace warm is ideal. I live in the Pacific Northwest and I plan a trip in advance someplace warm around January-ish because I know that it's absolutely needed for my mental health. Last year, I went to Vegas and Southern California, and this year I'll be going to Taiwan, so that'll be a good break from the cold weather up here. My last tip is to make your living space as comfortable as possible. If we're going to be spending a lot of time in there anyways, given the weather, we might as well make it a place that will lift our moods. If you have an essential oil diffuser, put that on. You can string some lights around your room, decorate for the holidays, clean your sheets. That helps a lot, trust me. And bring some plants or flowers in if you can. You can get flowers for like $5 from Trader Joe's, and I know they also sell the little house plants too. I think keeping living things like plants is so important, especially for people struggling with mental health, because it gives us something to take care of. And when all the plants are dying outside from the winter weather, it's really just nice to see some colorful flowers or some greenery around the house. Okay, I know I said that was my last tip, but I lied. My real last tip is try and take advantage of any and all events that are in your city for the holidays and in the following months. Whether that be an open mic, going to pumpkin patches, haunted houses, cider tastings, Christmas light shows, concerts, any and all of those traditional holiday activities, I challenge all of you to go even if you might be going alone. It's just an easy way to romanticize the season. And if you feel awkward doing something alone, use it as an excuse to make content, like film a little fall day in your life where you go to the pumpkin patch and then a cafe in your city or something. That way, if you ever feel awkward being alone around people, no one's going to think twice because you have a little job for yourself to do. You're taking cute photos or making a cute little vlog. Having a little task is a great way to combat social anxiety. Okay, now we're done with all my tips. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know seasonal affective disorder can be super hard to get through, and trust me when I say that you're not alone in this feeling. It's temporary, and before you know it, the flowers will be blooming again, the days will be longer, and if this season is highlighting the feeling of loneliness for you, that is temporary as well. You will find your people. Use this time to find yourself too. All right, I hope you all enjoyed this week's episode. If you want to follow this podcast, we're on Instagram at femfatale.podcast. And if you would like to follow my personal account, it's at lauren.kuyper, K-U-Y-P-E-R, on Instagram as well. I love hearing all of your guys' feedback. Feel free to rate this podcast 5 stars. It helps me out a lot, and leave a review. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day or night, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!